Istakhan stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Kent Town voters approved a $12.8 million budget for 2019-2020 on Friday. Several residents, though, had a few questions and comments about both capital plan expenses. Meanwhile, the $12.8 million budget does not include tax increases because the Board of Finance has decided to use $515,000 from surplus to balance the package. The tax rate remains at 18.61 mils. One mil equals $1 of tax for every $1,000 of assessed property value. Kent's capital plan is paid for over 5 years, so each year there's an appropriation for current capital projects. There's $535,000 set aside for 2019-20, plus a transfer of $831,847 to cover 20% of the expenses for all of the projects. Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting coming up today at 4 o'clock. To act on the use of town roads for the tour of the Litchfield Hills and hold an executive session to conduct interviews for road crew members. That'll be at 4 o'clock today. An evening of tastings will take place at 5:30 tonight at Chrissy Farm and Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Proceeds benefiting Construct in conjunction with their 50th anniversary in serving the South County community. Tickets for more information, constructinc.org. Salisbury Board of Education has a meeting set for tonight at 5:30 in the elementary school library. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission meeting tonight at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. The next Millerton Regular Village Board meeting will be held tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, Connecticut, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets tonight at 7 o'clock in the Cornwall Library. Meanwhile, the Planning Board for Dover has their meeting set for tonight at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. Low-cost spay-neutering clinic this year will be held tomorrow in Amenia at the Freshtown Plaza Tractor Supply parking lot. $70 for feline spay or neuter, and that includes rabies and distemper vaccinations. To get a discount, call 518-303-2910 to book your appointment or message Collaborative Cats through Facebook. Upstate Spay Neuter Services will also do small dogs, but you must contact them directly at 845-901-4637 to book an appointment, and it costs more for dogs. Drop off between 7:30 and 8:30. Pickup time varies, but is usually around 4 p.m. Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation, has their regular meeting coming up at 5 o'clock tomorrow at Town Hall. Housatonic Camera Club has a meeting coming up tomorrow exploring the power of the camera lens to control composition by a presentation by Joe Meehan. In addition, the 4th annual Housatonic Camera Club photo swap meet will be held. Swap, sell, or just give away surplus gear. If you have equipment that you are unsure of or wish guidance, you can use their experts. Meetings are free and open to the public, so join them. It's tomorrow, 7 p.m., Cobble Building at Noble Horizons. North Canaan Recreation Committee has a meeting set for tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the North Canaan Town Hall. Tomorrow, Norfolk Town Hall, regular meeting of the Town of Norfolk Recreation Committee will be at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting set at Town Hall. Sharon Parks and Recreation on the road again Wednesday, Middletown, Connecticut, General Mansfield House and Davidson Arts Center, Wesleyan University, leaving the Sharon Town Hall at 9:30, arriving in Middletown around 10:45, visiting the house until noon, lunch at the Tibetan Kitchen, and then visit the Davidson Arts Center on the campus of Wesleyan University. Depart for home around 3:30. The cost of entry to the General House is $2. There's no cost to the Arts Center. Lunch is per each individual. The Pope Committee is 1 year old in Salisbury. For the past year, the committee's been working to understand land and ecology of the 59-acre former Pope property on Salmon Kill Road. They've heard from Recreation, Conservation, and Historic District Commissions, local housing groups, and ideas about agriculture. Now they'd like to hear from the public and get your suggestions for other possible uses. The next meeting will be Wednesday, May 22nd at 6:30 at Town Hall. There's a special meeting and town budget vote in North Canaan, Connecticut, Wednesday. It runs from 7:30 until 8:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. The Town of Norfolk Planning and Zoning Commission is set for a meeting on Thursday at Town Hall on Maple Avenue at 6:30. Arbor Day at North Canaan Elementary School will be Friday. It's at 2:15 to 3:15 at the North Canaan Elementary School. The White Gallery is opening with A Sense of Place. Award-winning expressionist painter Helen Cantrell opens the summer season at the White Gallery. Now, there will be a Meet the Artist reception on Friday, May 24th, 5 till 8 p.m. The White Gallery, where you'll find works of emerging artists as well as local and international artists. More information, whitegalleryart.com on the web. On Saturday, May 25th from 10 till 2 in Cornwall, Memorial Day book sale at the library from 10 till 1, Keeping a Family Cow, Local Farms at 2 o'clock, ribbon cutting at the Bend in West Cornwall will happen on the 25th. In Millerton, the Irondale Schoolhouse, located at 16 Main Street, will open for the season with two family-friendly events on Saturday, May 25th and Sunday, June 9th. Attendees of all ages are welcome to enjoy the festivities and tour the 1858 one-room schoolhouse from 11 till 4, both May 25th and Sunday, June 9th. The open house will be held at the Irondale Schoolhouse this Saturday. BB the Clown will entertain children with balloons, puppets, magic, and more from 11 till 1. And the Sunday in the Country Food Drive will offer sliders and hot dogs off the grill. Paintings by Millerton artist Ray Loper will be on display in the building, with 20% of the sales from the art also benefiting the schoolhouse. The Irondale Schoolhouse will be open from late May to mid-October on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 till 4. Visitors can learn about the building's history and the restoration project that saved the structure from demolition and relocated it to the village center as a tourist destination. More information, irondaleschoolhouse.org. Sharon Daycare Center is holding a bake sale on Saturday, 9 till noon, outside the Sharon Pharmacy. Proceeds go towards the purchase of classroom materials and playhouses for the infant and toddler programs. Cornwall Library's annual Memorial Day book sale running for 3 days along the weekend with hundreds of items for sale. Saturday from 10 till 2, Sunday from 11 till 2, Monday from 10 till 2. Now, on Saturday, May 25th, there's early bird entry at 9 a.m. for a $15 fee. On Sunday, May 25th, it's the 13th annual Pig Roast in the center of Ancramdale, New York, from 12 until 3, featuring pulled pork and fried chicken prepared by Job Jacobian of the Farmer's Wife, as well as side and vegetarian dishes by the Stissing House and various volunteers. Ancram's Climate Smart Committee Task Force will make 5 LED light bulbs available to all Ancram residents. Habitat for Humanity will be holding an open house from noon till 1 p.m. at their new two-family project across the street. Live music by the Joint Chiefs, plus a raffle including a fabulous Hammertown Barn gift basket and silent auction items from local farmers, artists, and purveyors. More information on tickets and the food by calling 917-324-3629. Net proceeds from the event will go towards the Ancram Summer Camp program and other local causes. More information at 917-324-3629. Clarion Concerts, Leaf Peepers, and Classics on the Hudson invite you to celebrate their consolidation at a benefit concert at the private home in Hillsdale, New York, on Sunday, the 26th of May at 3 p.m., featuring Eugenia Zuckerman on flute, Anthony Newman on piano, and Helena Braille on violin, performing Baroque music. Tickets are $75 per person. To reserve your seats, visit leafpeepersconcerts.org. Seating is limited. Sharon Audubon Center invites you for Raptors and Reichling and Butterflies, too, on Sunday, the 26th from 5 till 7, Memorial Day weekend, a party to celebrate successful bird and wildlife rehab and conservation. Tickets and info, visit SharonAudubon.org or 860-364-0520. Of course, throughout the entire weekend, beginning on Friday and running through Monday, it's Lime Rock Park for their big Memorial Weekend. On Sunday, it features, once again, the Royals Car Show, which is a benefit car show, and much, much more. Information on the entire weekend at limerock.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,764, the NASDAQ at 7816.29, and the S&P 500 at 2859.53. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.